This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Alice at 97.3.
Hey, it's Sarah and Vinny. Thanks for listening to our podcast.
Remember, you can see us live every day and watch video replays at RadioAlice.com/watch.
Sarah and Vinny on Alice at 97.3.
Turns out Friday got here after all. Just when you think it can't possibly get here, here it is.
Not just any Friday.
Song, though.
Oh, it's Bottle Rock Friday.
Oh. Three-day weekend Friday. That's the best Friday of all the, well, other than two-week vacation Friday.
Mm-hmm.
Or I just won the lottery Friday.
Yep.
I haven't had that one, but that one seems especially...
That one actually, I would trade a lot of Fridays for a I just won the lottery Friday. Because
uh-huh.
then every day is a Friday.
Oh my God.
Imagine that if you win the lottery every day would be a Friday. You'd just be like, what am I doing tonight? Oh!
Every lottery time, John asked me, would you quit your job? And for years and years, I said, no. If I win the lottery, I'm still going. About 1 year ago, I go, yeah.
Yep. Yeah.
Not that I don't love y'all.
No,
but I'm
listen.
Just like, nah, I'm done.
It just it comes down to how much did we win, you know?
Yeah, of course.
Win $2 million, yeah, I'm probably still gonna come to work.
I mean, I love this job.
Yeah, totally.
But at some point,
wait,
I'm
how
just
much
like,
are you still coming to work?
$2 million. I still have to work.
Still coming.
I still
what are
have
you doing, Vinny? You're done at two.
$2 million?
Yeah,
yeah.
I would
yeah,
still
Yeah, I'm going to
no.
surf every day until my body breaks down for good. Like, I have all these little ticks, little things yeah. where I'm like, damn.
Old age.
Yeah, it's, well, and I do stuff, too. It's not like it's just I'm just breaking down for yeah. no reason. I go surfing all the time. I run. I skateboard still when I should have quit that a long
you climb
time
trees.
Ago. Yeah, I climb. I mean, so I've earned these little nicks and, uh-huh. and bumps. And
sure.
But... I would do that every day until I can't.
Yeah. yeah.
And then I might be like, all right, I'll go do an internship yeah. for some morning show. I'll get them coffee and see if they
do the surf report once again.
I can get a line or two in there.
Yeah. Isn't that the way it is, though?
Mm-hmm.
Yep.
$2 million, I'd cut out.
Oh, really?
Yeah,
no,
I think so. Listen,
I got too much stuff to do. I need money.
Been in
you
radio 30
super
years.
High
I'm good.
Needs.
I do. My needs are
yeah,
high.
Yeah, yours. Mine's are minimal.
Yeah, me too.
Like, 10
million,
I got nothing.
$10 million. I'm giving you guys another year or so. I'll give you a little warning.
You're gonna be left alone here. You know that, right?
She won't. She's crazy. She's saying that. But
no,
Hooman
will come back to work 5 days.
Yeah. No, he won't.
I feel like if Hooman comes back to work ever 5 days, he better. I'm going to be pissed if he'd lead me on all this time. Like, you're coming back full time in August, right? Yes.
Whatever. Anyway.
You're saying 10 million.
I'm with Vinny. $2 million, I'm good.
But I think that if you won the lottery and said to yourself, yeah, I'm going to keep working, that would last like, I'm giving it 3 days. I think the first day you get up, you're just psyched. You're like, oh, I have money in the bank. You come in, you're psyched to be there. Mm-hmm. The next day, your alarm goes off at 3:45, and you're like, okay, well, I'm getting up. The third day, you're like, I'm not doing it.
It's unfortunate that, and I do think this, too. This is, I mean, I just thought of it. Yeah. But I think you'd have I'm rich, bitch, right in your pocket
yeah.
when the person says to you, you have to, the one thing that,
know,
like,
I know.
Where you're like, oh, no.
Yeah.
I'm not taking this crap from anybody. Bye.
Yeah.
And that's...
People would have to walk on eggshells around you because one sideways glance. Right. You're like, oh, really? Oh, did that? Oh, well, okay. I'll see you later.
Unfortunately, and we're talking about our situation, yeah. maybe others don't feel the same way about their coworkers. I wouldn't want to burn a bridge where I love everyone.
Yeah.
Right.
Because now I've become wealthy.
Yeah. Well, it's like I always say, like you win the lottery, you gotta get new friends. I mean,
yeah,
you can't have the same old rich friends. Because
you know?
Then those poor friends you were hanging out with, well, I hang out with poor people, so they expect you to pay for stuff.
Yeah.
And it's just like, Nah, I'm gonna need some new friends.
Well, and the thing is, too,
that's terrible.
There'd be friends.
I know.
It would get old, even if like if I was one of your poor friends, and you're always paying for stuff because otherwise I can't go on the heli boarding trip to Alaska. Yeah, I'm like, yeah, that sounds great, but I can't, you know, I can't afford it. Ah, no problem. And then you'd be, like, beholden to, like, I hate that feeling where someone pays for something all the time. I'd be like, yeah, you need new friends. You need to go. Or you need to give me half your money, and then we'll be equal.
Well,
I'm just going to stay home.
Or you just do trips with the
friends.
I mean, that's, I was hearing, it's funny, this the basketball game that's currently being, or the series that's currently being played, the big news is Drake. It's not about the players. I mean, a little bit about Toronto's best players leaving them the second this is over.
So I don't know what this is.
But Drake has...
Is he a bad luck charm or something?
He loves the Toronto Raptors. Uh-huh. He's a Canadian
guy. To the point of obnoxiousness.
He's on the court. Mm-hmm.
Giving back rubs to the coach.
He's back rubbing the coach. It's like he's...
What?
It's
like antics. It's freaking antics.
Right. Gross.
Well, but he's making the news.
Yeah.
It's hopefully they make it. I'm actually rooting for the Raptors to win.
Me too.
So that we get to play Drake. Because that crap will actually be a nice sideshow to the whole experience.
It's funny, all the anti-Drake stuff. Like, I guess he's in some rap battle. Can't think of the guy's name, but a lot of people were wearing this particular dude's shirt at the game.
Another rapper?
Yeah, another rapper. They wrote diss tracks about each other last year. I don't have the thing right in front of me. But one of the funny parts of it was, oh, you know what? I do have it.
Somewhere. Gucci Mane was there last night.
Not,
is it Gucci?
It's not Gucci.
I don't know.
Hold on a
second. I didn't see any of this.
Oh, you haven't?
No.
That's been funny.
So what's going to happen with our team here? Are they going to be here playing? So we're going to see Drake?
Yeah,
he'll probably be here.
I would imagine he's going to try and get tickets. Mm. It's the finals if they make it.
Pusha T.
Oh.
So the Milwaukee Bucks are firing back at Drake in the most awesome way, hitting him where it hurts, Pusha T. They're all wearing the Pusha T t-shirt.
Push it real good.
Push it real good.
Cute.
The funniest part here is that Aaron Rodgers is in the stands as well.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And they have him listed as Game of Thrones extra, an NFL MVP.
Anyway, what I was getting at is I've been listening to all the talk and, you know, the game, the sports station downstairs. Mm-hmm. And among other things that I heard, people were talking about Charles Barkley being a guy who will never let anybody pay for anything.
Oh.
Oh.
So clearly he's wealthy enough.
That's great.
He's made enough money, but he will not let you pay for your drinks or your food if he's in the area.
That's great.
I'd love to be that guy.
Yeah, me too.
Right?
I wouldn't mind
be
that guy.
That'd be great.
I want to be that guy all the time.
I just wonder if
I know.
You know, you'd feel like, well, geez, I'm going through my lottery winnings here, paying for your drinks.
Well, you'd call them less often, but when I would think you wouldn't leave your friends, that you would just only be able to play with them sometimes.
Right. You guys save up. We're going to do a trip next year. I'll pay for 75% if you can come up with 25. Let's make this happen. Oh, my God.
It's not lottery winning Friday, though.
No,
that was a bad thing to bring up because it sidetracked us for 15 minutes.
It's
who cares?
It's Friday. 3-day weekend.
I know.
That's all we're concerned about.
I am so happy for... Yes, what?
Before you go any farther,
Tell
us the answer to the internship program. Are they or aren't they traveling to Irvine?
They are going to Irvine.
They are.
They are.
They are.
All right.
But it turns... So my weekend I am not going to Bottle Rock. I'm super bummed. I had to come to the decision. Yes, you know what though? I'm not that bummed. There's a lot of fun things that are going to happen at my house instead.
Not as fun as Bottle Rock.
I know Bottle Rocks. I was psyched to hang out with you guys, and it was sort of last minute yesterday as I'm, you know, figuring out
as
what's
you're canceling
happening,
on us.
I'm
canceling. Thanks, Sarah.
I'm sorry.
Thanks a lot.
I suck. Balls.
There's going to be a morning show day on Saturday.
Yeah. I know.
I know. It's going to be our time. It was going to be our time.
Even Vinny was going to go.
Even Vinny. Are you going?
I am. Well, all I was. I don't know. I mean, are we all bailing out now?
No, I'm going on Saturday. I'm staying at
a
stranger's
show?
Home. Okay? That's how committed I am. I'm staying at somebody's house I don't even know. But the house looks beautiful.
Plus, you're not even going to be there. You're going to roll in at the end of the day, sack up, be like, point me to where I'm laying down and leaving in the
where
morning.
Where do I put this carcass?
Right.
Anyway, burn us. I mean, what?
Yeah, burn.
What were you going to say?
I'm sorry. No, nothing. Fizzles. Sorry. Believe me, I'm bummed.
All right, what's at the Clark house?
Nothing. Just
you're going
know,
with them.
I'm not going to go with them. But
what?
No, they're not leaving until Sunday, and there's just stuff that's happening.
What?
Listen, on the positive side, I get to go to the Memorial Day fair at the middle school this year, so that's super fun. They have a Ferris wheel and fair food.
What are you doing?
Going to the middle school.
Yeah,
fair.
How is that? That's not even on the same.
I'm trying to make myself feel better.
That
you guys don't,
not,
need to,
no,
you don't need to crush
you
me.
Yeah, no, you have a work event on Saturday.
Yeah.
That's not a work event.
With all your
event.
Favorite people. Peepo.
Peepo.
I know my favorite peepo. Well, I still have the tickets. Maybe you can talk me into it. I don't know.
Sorry, those John, tickets. Don't gotta, try to hand them off to someone else.
No, I know.
Big deal.
I believe me. Brynn and I already had a conversation about it this morning.
Man.
Listen, about how I can't give him my tickets.
I didn't ask for them.
He didn't ask for them. I was just feeling really guilty because I have these Mondo killer freaking tickets.
Of course you do.
Are going to sit at my
house. You
and
Vinny both have the most amazing tickets, but you cannot hand them off to anybody.
I know. I
feel like my ass has been spanked so many times. That's
dude,
why I'm just putting it
totally
into you.
I just don't want. They were nice enough to give me these tickets. I wrote a really nice letter to the guy. Like,
oh,
I'm
good.
So sorry that I can't.
He's
use
the
them
one and, that we can't disappoint.
Yeah.
Oh, really?
And, you know, I had to tell him that I'm
I
not
thought
gonna,
it was our boss.
Oh, no. Well, that guy, too. I mean, look, nobody wants us to abuse the fact that, you know, in our positions we get amazing tickets, yeah. And I'm gonna be the last person to,
you know,
do that.
Lewis, our first boss here, he would always be like, did you give that away?
Did you give that jacket away?
Did you give that away? Where's
tickets?
This thing?
Where's the passes? Yeah.
Right. So, I mean, it's not, but I was in a different place then, and it was just, I was, you know.
And Vinny would look at him all innocent, like, what? The guy asked me, he wanted it. I was leaving, so I gave him my wristband for all access.
Yeah,
he was standing outside the fence. I handed him my all access pass. What? I was leaving.
Some random stranger. Vinny gave me his wristband.
Only once did this, our current boss, Michael Martin, pull me aside and go, did you hand your pass? And I was like, yeah.
Should I lie?
No, I mean, I was honest.
You don't lie to that guy.
Yeah, I did that. Never again. And I went, okay, got it.
Mm-hmm.
And it'll never, like, I'd rather face whoever you are talking about.
Yeah.
I'd rather face that dude and be like, I didn't use him, but I didn't give him.
Right.
Yeah.
I'm not facing.
They need to go dead.
I'm not facing MM on that one.
Yeah.
No,
I know.
Thanks.
It's not worth it.
So many. I don't know about you guys. I'm sure this happened to you too. Every time there's a big concert, all our friends.
Yeah.
You know, and I've said to my friends, that's the one thing I might be able to help you with. Please, by all means, ask. So at least 20 people asked for Bottle Rock tickets, and I said, there just aren't any. There aren't. And they even
it's
asked.
Tough.
We each got a pair
tough
of tickets.
Ticket. Right.
It's a very tough
some
ticket.
Of
they
us well, even not even that.
Yeah, some people didn't.
Brynn
even
got
get that.
One ticket.
Oh, you got one ticket? Oh, man.
Maybe I can
give you my ticket so bad.
Don't do it.
Part of the show or not?
I know. You are part of the show.
You are part of the show.
You are the show, Brynn.
You are the show. Cry
Peepo.
Me. Peepo. You know.
Anyway.
So
look at wah.
I'm sorry you're not going. And,
I am
and
too.
That's too bad. And we'll just.
I know.
We'll just party without you,
bitch.
It would have been really fun.
You're going to go to some Ferris wheel at some
middle
school?
No,
something's
go in
bubbling
there
underneath.
I know. We'll get it out
about.
Of her. We'll get
There's
it out of her.
There's nothing bubbling. I'm telling
just
you,
I just can't.
I can't squeeze it in with all the other stuff that, you know, tomorrow's going to be a huge day of getting our ass together to get this kid down south.
He's
leaving Sunday.
I thought
Sunday.
It was just for a week, though.
It is just for a week, but he still has to do all this. He just has stuff to do. And there's things that have to be settled. Plus, we've got bids coming.
I already hate this company.
I know. Dude. This is a well-known company, and
they do not have it
they
together.
They don't have it. Like, they're one of the biggest companies.
In the world.
Like, get your internship program together.
I feel very comfortable saying most everybody in the world doesn't have their bleep together. It's really, you find yourself
Turns out.
Asking requests of all kinds of people in all kinds of places, even when you're paying money for it. And you're going, how do you not know the answer to this? Don't you do this every day?
Isn't this what
all
you
day.
Do?
Yeah.
You're contacting me. Like, I just have a couple questions about this thing you're contacting me about.
So it shouldn't
Don't
come as a surprise.
Don't refer me to the ethers. Yeah, it's been steadily more ridiculous as the days go by.
I think
makes me
want
to apply to be their HR person.
Right. Oh my God.
You clearly
Sounds like
need
a terrible
someone.
Job.
The bigger the company and the more newsworthy their lofty goals are, the more lost in the little details the company becomes, I think. Mm-hmm. Like,
agree.
Everyone's out looking at the moon and they're not looking at how do you get a kid into his internship for the summer?
Right. Congratulations, you got the internship. See you whenever you get here and live wherever you can and
figure it out,
kid.
Sir, we're going to be responsible for a bunch of little kids, people's, you know, pride and joy coming to town.
Those kids.
How are we going to handle them?
Don't worry, you'll figure it out. Or they will. Someone will. They'll
we're
be
shooting
here.
The moon.
My God. Hilarious. I laugh because
Okay, I have a request for today that we haven't done is the
montage.
Yes.
We're doing it.
Okay.
Let's come back and do it. And we're going to play a game.
A game!
Hooray!
Woo!
We're going to play a game. KLLCKLCHD1 San Francisco, Sarah and Vinny, Alice Morning Show. It is Friday, and here we go.
Sarah and Vinny on Alice at 97.3.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.